This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After previously saying he wouldn't do it, President Biden pardoning son Hunter in the felony gun and tax cases he was facing. Here's ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Hunter Biden faced more than a decade in prison, maximum, more than a decade, which is significant prison time. And the other significant thing here is that this was yet another case of the Justice Department taking extraordinary action.
56 people, including some children, dying in a soccer stampede in southern Guinea. Government authorities are conducting an investigation to establish who's responsible. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees is halting aid deliveries through the main crossings in Gaza because of the rise in armed gangs looting convoys. After travelers battled through harsh weekend weather to reach home following Thanksgiving, folks in parts of the Great Lakes now face the prospect of more snow through the week, plunging temperatures as well in the upper Midwest on the way. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks to play the Pistons. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks getting ready to host the Detroit Pistons tomorrow night. The Bucks now with a winning record of 10-9 after beating the Wizards over the weekend, 124-114. The Bucks have won six games in a row. Women's college volleyball tournament's getting underway later this week at the UW Fieldhouse in Madison. The Wisconsin women's team playing Thursday night around 7 against Fairfield in the first round. Marquette learned their women's team will face Florida Gulf Coast in Salt Lake City, Utah this Thursday at 5:30. NFL Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander back on the practice field after missing the past couple of games with a torn PCL in his right knee. Wide receiver Romeo Doubs still in the concussion protocol. Tight end Tucker Kraft on facing the Lions Thursday night inside Ford Field in Detroit.
You know, Ford Field gets loud, big rectangle that place is. And then, that's a place where the atmosphere thrives.
That's the Packers' Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Just P.S., Dom's producer here. Next time, Dom will be back live for all the political talk you missed. No more looking at how the sausage gets made, except for the government. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 29, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, breezy with light snow and a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, Visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. An all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Plenty of Monday coming your way. Welcome in, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yankee. This is the Midwest Farm Report. I'll tell you what, the weather for the second day of November, not necessarily all that taxing for us Wisconsinites. That's the good news. We'll get all the weather detail with Stu Mocker, ag meteorologist, in just a little bit. Today, we do have a chance of flurries and maybe a little bit of snow before 1 o'clock today. Then another chance of snow later this afternoon. High temperatures today, right around 28 degrees, but we will see some sun. Tonight, dropping to around 17. Tomorrow, sunshine and 28. Wednesday, another chance of snow, probably in the midday part of the day, but otherwise sunshine and 36 degrees. So not a real difficult way to start the month of December. We'll find out what Stu's got to say about that in about 15 minutes. Also up, it's that time of the year. People are going to be targeting your pocketbook. This time around, we're talking about charitable organizations looking for your generosity. When it comes to those puppy and kitty ads that you see on television or hear of, be very, very careful. Know where your money is actually going. Talking about that this morning with the executive director of the Center for Environment and Welfare. Animal rights groups are putting a full court press on viewers, social media consumers at this time of the year. But knowing where that money goes really is your responsibility. We'll tell you a little bit more about that as our Monday rolls on.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit Compeer.com/GrainVantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
At the end of this week, the state's largest farm organization gathers together in Wisconsin Dells. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yankee. And they'll have one special business item that they'll want to take a look at. The affiliation that has been created between Rural Mutual Insurance and Badger Insurance. I sat down and talked about it with the CEO of Rural Mutual Insurance, Dan Merck, and asked him to explain to me why they found the partnership attractive.
Well, if you look at all the turmoil in the insurance industry over the last 2 or 3 years, there's just been a lot of disruption. Historically, if you think about where disruption has been, it's been on the coasts and in places where there's, you know, bigger events that can happen, places like Florida and California and such. But more recently, there's been a lot of events in the Midwest and Wisconsin. So, you know, as a company, we track and follow what all other companies are doing. And over the course of the last year or two, we've had a number of opportunities. In fact, over the last decade or two, we have relationships where opportunities come to us. We first found about Badger. We first started talking to the Badger folks late in 2023. And honestly, initially when we talked to them, Rural Mutual, Wisconsin-only company, premiums paid here, stay here to keep Wisconsin strong. Badger, being a Wisconsin domiciled company, initially thought that maybe the fit wouldn't be the best. But as we learned more about Badger and what they do, we quickly realized that the fit was going to be really, really good, both from a fit from a cultural standpoint for our people, as well as from a business standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Now, why? I mean, I get the people side of things, but tell me about why Badger Mutual, with offices in a majority of their business outside of Wisconsin, made sense strategically for rural.
Yeah, Pam. So one of the things that I didn't realize is Badger has a little over half, about 55% of their business outside of the state of Wisconsin. If you just kind of surround Wisconsin, they're in Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Michigan, as well as Arizona and Nevada. That became attractive to us. It's places where you think of what's going on in Florida right now, yeah, with Helene and, yeah, Milton and some of the devastating stories. And, you know, a lot of companies are pulling out of that state. So that is not something we were really interested in, versus the states that Badger is writing in outside of Wisconsin were very attractive to us. Yeah. And then when you look inside Wisconsin, Badger Mutual is a company that's been around for over 130 years. They're headquartered in Milwaukee. And naturally, because they're headquartered in Milwaukee, a lot of their business in Wisconsin is in Milwaukee and surrounding areas. Mm-hmm. Rural Mutual, on the other hand, just because of the nature of who we are, we do have some business in Milwaukee and the suburbs there, but not a lot. So just within Wisconsin, just a very good fit for us.
Yeah, and we were saying, everybody knows Rural, the number one farm insurer in the state, all about rural communities. What does Badger excel at, or where is their area of emphasis?
Badger writes about two-thirds of their business is personal lines, and about one-third is commercial. As you said, Rural is probably best known for our presence in the farm market, by far the number one farm writer in the state of Wisconsin. We also have a pretty big commercial book of business. But interestingly, within the commercial space, Badger specializes in hospitality, bars and restaurants. And that's an area where Rural does very, very little. So when you look at the mix from a product standpoint, it fits very well.
Now, this is an affiliation. We want to make that brutally clear. There's no takeovers. There's no acquisition. It's an affiliation. What does that mean, Dan?
Yeah, within the space of merger and acquisitions, there's a lot of different ways that companies can partner together. And I think a lot of times you hear of acquisitions or mergers. This is not an acquisition. An acquisition is where one company would put money on the table and purchase the other. This is also not a merger. A merger, in the case of a merger, there may be money trading hands or there may not be. But in the case of a merger, generally, the entities and the organizations get melded together and come into one. With an affiliation, neither of those two things happen. An agreement is put in place, an affiliation agreement, and essentially what we're doing is we're looking to share resources and share third-party services so that we can get the advantage of scale and some savings on the expense side.
Mm-hmm. When is this all, has this been blessed? Is this still in discussions, or when is it going to take effect?
The paperwork has been filed. We're targeting a 1-1 effective date. We're hoping that, you know, the state of Wisconsin is able to review it by then, and we'll see where it goes. It's in their hands right now, but that's our target date is 1-1.
Does that mean anything going to change? I'm a rural client, Dan. I know who I want to deal with. I know what I'm used to as far as, you know, the services, the menu. Is there anything going to change for me, the rural customer?
Well, Rural is going to continue to be Rural. One of the things with an affiliation is we stay separate legal entities. So Rural will continue to operate as it has in the past. Badger will continue to operate as it has in the past. We'll work together on those services. But when you think of Rural, some of the things that I think of is as a number one farm writer in the state, we've been that way for years and years. And we have, for example, our dividend program.
Yeah.
The dividend program has been in place since 2017. We've paid back almost $25 million now to customers. Mm-hmm. That's not going to change. Good. The way that we serve our customers, the way that our products excel within the farm space, none of that's going to change. It's all going to stay the same for our customers. One of the other things, you know, that I think may be on the minds of some customers, you hear about the fact that Rural Mutual is an A-plus company, mm-hmm, rated by AM Best. What we're doing with this affiliation is we will be having a group rating between Rural and Badger going forward. So once the deal is approved by the state of Wisconsin, AM Best will conduct a review of the two of us together. We don't know what that result is going to be, but we've talked with AM Best, and we think we have an idea. You may have seen AM Best when they heard about the news. They came out and they said they were not going to change our rating, but they're putting it under review with negative implications. So we think probably what's going to happen, it's going to be one of two things. We're going to keep our A-plus rating with a negative outlook, or they could change the rating to A with a stable outlook.
Now, that alarms me just whenever you hear the word negative. It gives you a nervous stomach. Is that about the operation of the business, the marriage or the affiliation, or is that about the climate around you, those third-party services that you alluded to, Dan, that may have to increase their costs to offset some of the losses in those catastrophic areas like Florida and California?
It's really more about the operation of the two businesses together, as well as our financial solidity, our financial security. I believe what's going to happen most likely is we'll maintain the A-plus rating. The negative outlook will be put on. And then AM Best is going to give us maybe a year or two and just kind of see how we do together.
Yeah.
And we'll have the opportunity and the right, and I have full confidence in all of our people and all the Badger people, mm-hmm. that we will earn that A-plus stable within a short period of time.
Okay. Like minds coming together. That's the voice of Dan Merck. He's the Executive Vice President, CEO of Rural Mutual Insurance Company, talking about their new affiliation with Badger Mutual. As I said, probably a conversation you'll hear coming up later this week when the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, along with their young farmers and agriculturalists, gather at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. We'll see you there. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
This is news from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Today we're looking at a principle called the Gingles test that federal courts use when determining whether a gerrymandered redistricting map is a violation of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. How that test is interpreted can determine whether minority voters can elect the candidate of their choice or their vote is diluted by an anti-voter state legislature. A group of black voters sued the North Carolina legislature in 1982, arguing their voting districts violated the Voting Rights Act by diluting their vote and keeping black North Carolinians from electing the candidate of their choice. Before it came to trial, Congress clarified the VRA to say intentional discrimination didn't need to be proved, just the effect of discrimination was enough to be a violation of Section 2. Thornburg versus Gingles created a three-part test for federal courts to use when considering whether a VRA violation had occurred. It stipulates the minority group is sufficiently large and geographically compact to constitute a majority in a single-member district. The minority group is politically cohesive, usually voting the same way, and the white majority votes sufficiently as a bloc, usually defeating the minority's preferred candidate. As shown in the recent overturning of Louisiana's new congressional map, the interpretation of geographically compact and politically cohesive still leaves wiggle room for discrimination. We have more on Gingles and the VRA at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Dom Salvia.
Just PS, Dom's producer here. Next time, Dom will be back live for all the political talk you missed. No more looking at how the sausage gets made, except for the government. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
A little bit in the ditches when I was coming from the Green Bay area, but is there anybody in Wisconsin that's got measurable snow?
Yeah, you need to head way up to the peak. I mean, we're looking up there at Iron County in that area right up on Lake Superior. Those folks even have a winter storm advisory in effect for today, but that's lake effect snow. Yeah. So, yeah, not everybody else.
Well, boy, and I was watching. I've got some buddies that are in the Lake Erie area, and that lake effect. Oh, my goodness. They've got enough snow for all of us for the year in just one event.
Yeah, they've been getting hammered, and if you're on the lake shore, you know, Lake Superior, Eastern Lake Michigan, Western Lower Michigan, the lake effect machine is still kicked in today, even into the day tomorrow, a lot more snow. For the general bunch of us, not too bad of a deal. A little snow out there this morning, I mean, some very light snow in southeast parts of Minnesota, just into western Wisconsin, eastern Iowa, southwest Wisconsin as well. Flurries, a little snow shower activity this morning. Almost any of us could see a flurry on or off today. That's going to be about the extent. Just some very light snow is a possibility. And otherwise, yeah, very cold beginning today, but temperatures try their best to rise up, and there may be a 30 in a few spots, like maybe La Crosse or western Wisconsin could push 30. The rest of the state just a little bit cooler than that, but not too bad. It's been a cool beginning to December. It's only the second day, but the cold air is in store. Some moderation for Tuesday and on toward Wednesday. By Wednesday, a clipper system is going to be dropping through. It will mean more clouds late Tuesday and even a little light snow for Wednesday and a little reinforcement of the cold air. So temperatures moderate right ahead of the clipper for Wednesday. Get a lot colder for Thursday and to wrap up the week. Boy, all that good news. I'll have more on the forecast right after this.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
You're on Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get insurance from a company who knows Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home and auto rates? Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more about products and discounts.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All right, buddy, let's have that frigid forecast for today at least, huh?
Yeah, a little cool. Some flurries scattering around ending. In fact, some sunshine breaking through in western Wisconsin as we head through the afternoon. More clouds further east. Temps today pushing into the upper 20s, maybe a 30 here or there. The northwest wind 5 to 15. Mostly cloudy tonight. Maybe a little clearing in the west. We drop into the teens, mid-teens. A little cooler further north. The northwest wind at 5 to 10. Tuesday, how about that? Mostly sunny. A lot of mid and upper 20s with west and southwest winds at 5 to 10. And there's the clipper. Wednesday, the chance of a little snow, partly sunny skies, breezy. Yeah, we may even find our way up into the 30s, Pam, but temps drop quickly in the afternoon in the west, and those winds gust up to 25 and 35, becoming northwest and wintry.
Oh, that just takes your breath away thinking about it, doesn't it?
Well, it's that time of year, although we talked about it this weekend. And, you know, normally we get a chance to ease in. This year it came all of a sudden.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Now we'll just wait on the snow. Good enough, buddy. We'll catch up with you tomorrow and find out more, okay?
Sounds good. We'll see you then.
Stu Mocker, Ag Meteorologist with your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Compeer Financial is your financial partner, committed to agriculture and rural America. Don't forget, find resources online, compeer.com. So much of what we're saying this morning is find resources online. If you're like me, you see those advertisements, those little puppies, those little kitties, just about rips your heart out, right? Just in a picture. But listen, before you write a check to any organization, to any charity, Do your due diligence. Is your money going exactly where you want it? We're talking about that with Jack Hubbard. He is the CEO of the Center for Environment and Welfare. And he says a lot of those animal rights groups that you think are helping animals, in reality, kind of padding their pockets only. That's all coming up on the way. Stick around.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. This Giving Tuesday, Civic Media invites you to make a difference. Help a neighbor, volunteer with a local organization, or support a Wisconsin nonprofit with a donation. Giving back starts right here in your community. Learn how you can make an impact today. Visit civicmedia.us. Civic Media, proud to support Giving Tuesday in the spirit of giving throughout Wisconsin. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Creston. After previously saying he wouldn't do it, President Biden pardoning son Hunter in the felony gun and tax cases he was facing. Here's ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Hunter Biden faced more than a decade in prison, maximum, more than a decade, which is significant prison time. And the other significant thing here is that this was yet another case of the Justice Department taking extraordinary action.
56 people, including some children, dying in a soccer stampede in southern Guinea. Government authorities are conducting an investigation to establish who's responsible. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees is halting aid deliveries through the main crossings in Gaza because of the rise in armed gangs looting convoys. After travelers battled through harsh weekend weather to reach home following Thanksgiving, folks in parts of the Great Lakes now face the prospect of more snow through the week, plunging temperatures as well in the upper Midwest on the way. This is ABC News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwalbe. Well, Glickin Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwalbe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bucks to play the Pistons. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks getting ready to host the Detroit Pistons tomorrow night. The Bucks now with a winning record of 10-9 after beating the Wizards over the weekend, 124-114. The Bucks have won six games in a row. Women's college volleyball tournament's getting underway later this week at the UW Fieldhouse in Madison. The Wisconsin women's team playing Thursday night around 7 against Fairfield in the first round. Marquette learned their women's team will face Florida Gulf Coast in Salt Lake City, Utah this Thursday at 5:30. NFL Packers defensive back Jair Alexander back on the practice field after missing the past couple of games with a torn PCL in his right knee. Wide receiver Romeo Doubs still in the concussion protocol. Tight end Tucker Kraft on facing the Lions Thursday night inside Ford Field in Detroit.
You know, Ford Field gets loud, big rectangle that place is. And then, that's a place where the atmosphere thrives.
That's the Packers' Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. An all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 29. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, breezy with light snow and a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info@AmericanFoodsGroup.com.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. News from the center, WRCE.
Akos misses a kick. Nebraska goes down and scores a touchdown to take the lead.
Our weather may be a little on the mild side, but our markets are awfully cold this morning. Traders getting back to it after an extended weekend, and right now I see a lot of red ink on the screens. Welcome back, everybody. I'm the fabulous Farm Aid Pam Yonke. It is a Monday here on the Midwest Farm Report. We'll get to those numbers in just a moment. So today is second day of December. What can I tell you? Let's see. On this day back in 1939, LaGuardia Airport in New York City opened its doors for the very first time. American Airlines was the first carrier to regularly provide passenger service out of New York. Again, LaGuardia opened on this day back in 1939. On this day, 2001, Enron files bankruptcy. Remember that? Houston, Texas-based energy company filed for Chapter 11 after reports of widespread accounting fraud got public. At the time, the company became the largest company in the history of the United States to declare bankruptcy. It happened on this day back in 2001. Let's see. Happy birthday today to singer-songwriter dancer Britney Spears. She is 43 years young. And now you know. Well, we've found out that the nation's pork producers are targeting some new audiences in messaging for 2025. Their big consumers, the baby boomers, are shopping less, eating less. And that means they've got to turn their attention to the millennials and Gen Z consumers of the future. Stephanie Hoff found all about it and brings us an update on where those marketing efforts are going in the new calendar year.
Pork will be targeting a new audience in 2025. Bill Lucky is a Nebraska pork producer and a member of the National Pork Board. He tells us about his farm and how his checkoff dollars are going to promote pork consumption.
We have a wean to finish operation. We have spaces for 3,000 to 4,000 pigs.
And you said that you are a member of the Pork Checkoff.
It's called the Pork Checkoff Program, and it basically amounts to 35 cents for every $100 of value that you would sell. And it goes into research, education, and promotion. Those are the three things that we're charged with, and it's a mandatory program. So everyone who sells a pig, it gets checked off through the market system that they go through.
And yeah, you're a member of the National Pork Board, so you have some decision on how this money gets spent. One of the ways they do that is through research. Can you tell me about some of the investments that you've made and what you're targeting?
Okay. With the research, it's a pretty important part. And right now, it's human nutrition is what we're putting a lot of emphasis on. We haven't done a lot of human research before as far as the nutrition side of it, so we're doing that. We're also go with production research, but also with domestic marketing. We do research as far as where our next customers are going to be, what they're going to want, and how do we market to those individuals.
Well, what have you learned? And if we're looking at the United States consumer, what have you learned about their preferences for pork?
When you look back on the generations, baby boomers, my generation, we're phasing out of, we're getting fewer numbers and not eating as much. So we have to put a lot of emphasis on the millennial, the Gen Zs, and we'll probably have to market to them a little bit different than we have to the baby boomers. So everyone seems to have a phone in their hand, so it's going to be a lot of multimedia campaigns, influencing the influencers. Everybody follows somebody all the time, so we might have to try to get in front of them. But main thing what we need to do is make sure the pork is relevant for them, that it fits their lifestyle, it's nutritious, easy to prepare, affordable, available, all these different things. We just have to be in front of them and make sure that they're comfortable cooking our product.
What is the Gen Z lifestyle that pork needs to fit into?
Everyone is so busy right now, it seems like. They have different activities, whether it be sports or just relationships, things like this. So maybe cooking ease. A lot of people seem like we have air fryers all over, very short time period for cooking. Our cooking prep can be a lot shorter, and that may fit into their lifestyle. So it's little things like that, making sure that they understand that pork can be utilized in this fashion, along with the different other things that we're looking at. And the whole program is going to be, campaign is going to be revealed in the first part of 2025. So it's going to be interesting. We'll give it to the producers at Pork Forum, and then we'll be rolling it out. And the other thing is, you may not see it in the Midwest. We're going to go to the high population centers, low pig density, high people population. And that's where we need to put a lot of emphasis, because basically our checkoff dollars are going to be better spent in these high population areas.
Farmers may not see how their checkoff dollars are being used because they're not the target, right?
Exactly. They're not our target audience right now. And I'm thankful for opportunities like this, because you can let producers know that, hey, their pork checkoff dollars are being utilized to the best economical sense, because we don't need to advertise to the, preaching to the choir. Well, we have to go out and go where the most of the consumers are.
Your 2025 marketing campaign, you want to target young people, you want to target people outside the Midwest. Are we seeing demand decline in those areas? Can you give me some scope of what domestic demand looks like for U.S. pork today?
Well, during the COVID situation, everybody was cooking at home, things like that, and there's a stimulus money. We had good demand. And then when the stimulus packages decreased, it seemed like demand dropped off, and producers at the time, we were losing money because of high input costs. The price of pigs stayed constant, but the input costs went up. So we were needing to increase demand. That has been the push from our producers. Hey, we need to increase demand. And that's what we're going to be trying to do, is to increase demand so that our producers can bring things back to profitability.
Bill Lucky joining us, a pork producer from Nebraska and member of the National Pork Board. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Today we're highlighting a specialty crop in Wisconsin that goes gangbusters this time of year. I'm talking about real Christmas trees. Jacob Eichster of Eichster's Farm Market in Stoughton is one of more than 1,300 growers in Wisconsin. He says if you don't already have that magical family tradition of cutting down a real Christmas tree, it's not too late to start.
I for one, have been a sucker for the traditional stuff, like you were saying. With Christmas trees, they're renewable. They are not wasting any space. Any tree that comes out for the year gets replanted in that same space. Growing plants is always good for any soil. I would always root for a real tree.
A lot of benefits to a real Wisconsin Christmas tree, from family bonding to a better environment. Jacob Eichster with Eichster's Farm Market in Stoughton along with us. You can find a Christmas tree grower near you by visiting gowiagtourism.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
We're looking forward to catching up with our friends from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation on Friday evening with their Young Farmers and Agriculturalist event. It's going to be at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. One item that they're surely going to be discussing and celebrating is that the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation has surpassed 50,000 members this year. In fact, now they're over 51,000 members strong. They saw a growth spurt this year of more than 2,783 members. They've got Farm Bureau County boards in 61 of our counties across the state. So that's one of the celebrating factors that we will enjoy with them coming up starting Friday with our hosting of the Young Farmers and Agriculturalist event. Their business session wraps up Monday at Wisconsin Dells. Markets are not giving us much to get excited about this morning, I'll be honest with you. Currently, December corn is down 2 at 421. March corn down a penny at 432. January soybeans are unchanged at 989. November new crop beans this morning are currently down 2 at 1008. The July new crop wheat down 2.5, 561. No dairy traded since Wednesday of last week. Coming up next, be careful who you write your charitable checks to for the end of the calendar year. Those puppies and kitties you see advertised may not benefit. Stories on the way.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
This is news from the Center, WRCE.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going
yes.
to get yes. them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Dom Selvia.
Just P.S., Dom's producer here. Next time, Dom will be back live for all the political talk you missed. No more looking at how the sausage gets made, except for the government. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
Your donation considerations. And that includes a lot of really wonderful organizations that work to help animals, but you need to be careful. Not all of those commercials that you see here or find on social media that have a sad picture of a puppy or a kitty are actually doing the work they portray. Jack Hubbard can tell you all about it. He is the executive director of the Center for the Environment and Welfare, and his entire career has been dedicated to tracking the reality behind some of the largest animal rights organizations, not just in the United States, but around the world. For example, the Humane Society of the United States. Hubbard tells me that name alone is a distraction to try to help people donate money to what they think are rescue operations, but in reality are just big business tactics. For example, Humane Society of the United States had $92 million in Caribbean holdings and another $8 million in additional offshore accounts at the end of calendar year 2023. And literally, they do not own or operate a shelter. Let's find out more about what you need to be thinking of when those charitable groups approach you and knowing where your money goes from Jack Hubbard, CEO of the Center for the Environment and Welfare.
Yeah, right now we're focused on facts, we're focused on policies, we're focused on some of the specific proposals that have been made, but at least in our initial launch, we're, you know, 100% focused on undermining the undeserved credibility of these animal rights groups who are pushing, you know, these very dangerous policies. Even when you look at other members of the coalition, like the Humane Society of the United States, I mean, this is a group, you know, that a lot of people think is affiliated with local pet shelters. And the truth is they run zero hands-on pet shelters, and they give approximately 1% of their budget to local shelters, and they're using millions of dollars to go after farmers. So that's what we're focused on in this initial launch. We also, on our website, which is www.environmentandwelfare.com, you can see different policy briefs and positions on various issues that involve broiler chickens to sow housing, activist campaigns. There's a lot of really meaty, detailed stuff on there that I think your listeners would enjoy reading.
You know, we talk about this radical approach to animal agriculture, Jack, and one of my concerns is that a lot of my folks here in Wisconsin that are involved in animal agriculture just shake their heads and say, well, my representative, my senator will not buy into that, will understand what's really going on. That's not really the case. You're in that arena more often than we are. Help them understand how quickly elected officials can sometimes either be dissuaded or misinformed and go for it.
You know, it's a great point, and I appreciate you asking the question. I think that we can all agree that Americans are becoming more and more detached and distant from the farms that actually raise the food that end up on the shelves of the supermarket and ultimately in their fridge and on the dinner table. And that disconnect is a trend that has been, you know, developing for quite some time. And when you have that disconnect grow, what it does is it opens the opportunity for folks to be misled, deceived, and to start taking points of view and approaches that really fly in the face of common sense, science, and veterinary medicine. So more and more, what we are seeing is these animal rights groups targeting both Republicans and Democrats, both parties. This is a bipartisan problem, trying to convince them that our animal agriculture and our family farms are cruel, are polluting the environment, and aren't treating their workers well. And nothing could be further from the truth. And these organizations are engaged in a very, very aggressive smear campaign against, you know, family farms. And I'm concerned, especially representatives in suburbs and cities who maybe previously wouldn't be predisposed to listening to them, more and more are seeing a lot of this manipulative propaganda put out online and on the internet, and they're being misled to think that there's something wrong with American animal agriculture. The truth is that our animal agriculture and our food supply is the envy of the world. No other country enjoys, in my opinion, the abundance, the affordability, and the safety of our food supply. And you know, they're trying to kill the golden goose. They're trying to disrupt the greatest food supply chain probably in the history of the world. And we need to be focused not on shutting farms down. We need to be focused on producing more healthy and nutritious food at affordable prices so that we can feed people of all economic brackets in a way that's healthy and nutritious. And unfortunately, these groups that are anti-animal agriculture are really buying into this elitist worldview, you know, that they should dictate whether somebody eats a chicken sandwich or not. And we need more representatives to understand that. And the only way that's going to happen is if farmers, advocates, and allies all across the country, you know, are steadfast in a steady drumbeat of communication, taking not only pride in what they do, but also calling out these groups and saying the emperor has no clothes. These are not sheltering groups. These are not legitimate animal groups. These are special interests that are trying to undermine our food supply and our farm system in this country.
Something to consider when it comes to opening your pocketbook to groups that you believe are doing one thing, but in reality, another. Jack Hubbard, he is the CEO, Executive Director of the Center for the Environment and Welfare. And as he said, there is a lot of neutral information out there to help you really understand where your money is going. One of the best places that you can go, CharityWatch.org. CharityWatch.org. It ranks them all. We'll catch up with you tomorrow morning. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, one of our guests. If you've got story suggestions or something that you're curious about, please use our talk text line and let us know. That's 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Defending crop insurance subsidies in the Farm Bill. Today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. If you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Federal Farm Program has provisions for reduced-cost crop insurance for farmers. Spokane, Washington crop insurance agent Gary Heilig says it's a key part of the farm safety net.
A lot of the growers that had revenue protection especially received some very large claim settlements last year that allowed them to continue to farm again this year. And that's really what crop insurance is about. It's not about paying you for more than what the value of the crop was. It's basically to help cover your expenses and give you a chance to farm again the next year.
Heilig disagrees with critics of the crop insurance discounts.
Without crop insurance and without the ability of these farmers to hedge against weather and price disasters and things like that, we would have a hard time not only feeding our own nation, but we're also one of the largest exporters of food globally.
And Winona, Idaho farmer Jonathan Rosenau says crop insurance protection is critical now.
Selling crop right now for less than my dad did in the 70s. So it's pretty tough, especially with the cost of fertilizers up, fuels up, everything. Cost of equipment is tremendous. There's no way we would be able to keep going without crop insurance right now. We need this insurance. And we need the subsidy to pay for half of it. There is no way we could afford the insurance without help from the Farm Bill.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. An all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info@AmericanFoodsGroup.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight-up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small-time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.